WHYY's Laura Benchoff was on hand during today's court proceedings and joins me again live on the line outside the county courthouse in Norristown. Laura, first off, review what happened this afternoon in the courtroom.
Well, as has now been widely reported, Bill Cosby was let out in handcuffs. Judge Stephen O'Neill sentenced him to 3 to 10 years in state prison for an aggravated indecent assault that happened in 2004. And this is sort of the culmination of nearly 3 years of court hearings and two trials since charges were filed in 2015.
3 to 10 years is pretty consistent with what the prosecution was looking for. What was the defense team hoping for?
The defense team really wanted house arrest, and they continued to ask for that today. The prosecutors had asked for the maximum sentence allowable under state guidelines, which would have been 5 to 10 years. What the judge went with was more in line with a typical sentence for a first-time offender who's received this conviction. But obviously it's not what the defense wanted.
Was there any consideration for Cosby's age and medical condition, as far as you can tell from the judge?
Well, the judge did talk about his reasoning quite extensively. And while the defense brought up Cosby's age and his difficulty seeing a lot in their arguments, the judge made the point that, you know, there are facilities in Pennsylvania for elderly people who are incarcerated, and that that's not a sufficient reason to sort of put off his sentence or to give him a more lenient sentence.
And so with that, describe reaction in the courtroom and outside from Cosby and his victims and other notables.
Well, when the actual, sentence came out, it was kind of buried in the judge's overall reasoning. He'd been talking for, you know, almost half an hour at that point. And so people were not hit right away with the 3 to 10 years that, you know, this was a significant state prison sentence. Cosby didn't really move. Andrea Constan, the woman he sexually assaulted, was pretty impassive. But outside the courtroom, some of the women who have been following this case because they say Cosby sexually assaulted them too, you know, they were crying. They were having some sort of catharsis from hearing that he received such a stiff sentence. And Cosby spokespeople were not silent either. They had a press conference briefly outside the courthouse where Cosby's spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, criticized the judge, criticized the prosecution, and talked about their plans to appeal.
Mr. Cosby's defense team is preparing a motion to address Mr. Steele's use of falsified evidence. Mr. Cosby clearly has been denied his right to a fair trial. These injustices must be corrected immediately.
Laura, where is Cosby now at this hour?
Well, his first sort of stop would be the Montgomery County Correctional Facility. He was led away in handcuffs, as I said, and the district attorney said that's where he would be taken first. And then from there, in a matter of hours or a matter of days, he would go on to a state prison, the State Correctional Institute at Phoenix, where he'd be evaluated. So things like his health and mental health would be taken into consideration there.
And then he will stay there while his team plans an appeal?
That's what the judge said. You know, his team was calling for bail, so saying that because there's an appeal, because, you know, when there's an appeal, there's a possibility this conviction could get overturned and that he shouldn't be incarcerated in the interim. But the judge sort of said for the severity of this conviction, that's not a good option. And so Cosby will be in jail or prison.
WHYY's Laura Benchoff reporting from outside the courthouse in Norristown, where Bill Cosby was sentenced through to a 3 to 10 year state prison term.